How about if we go into the open forum at this time? If you haven't signed in, please do so. Okay, Gary, you want to take that?
So we will start with Bighorn Sheep, and Matt Rippentrop is here to visit with us.
Afternoon, Chairman Jensen and Commissioners. My name is Matt Rippentrop, or Rip for short, from Hot Springs. I wanted to take the time to thank you and your staff for the great work and attention that has been given to our South Dakota Bighorn Sheep. In 2018, your staff transplanted 12 Bighorn Sheep from the Badlands to Custer State Park after the pneumonia study was completed. To my knowledge, this was the first time ever been done in North America. For lack of better words, a dirty herd, clean sheep was brought into a dirty herd to see if this will work. How exciting is that? That's big. That's a big deal. And that is also looked at as a big deal across North America as well. There's other states tried it and considering it now. And to my knowledge, your staff is looking at moving that study into the Rapid City herd as well. Some other big news that will put South Dakota on the map for Bighorn Sheep is the world-class ram that was harvested in the first ever hunting season outside of the Badlands National Park this year. This idea for this new unit came out of our annual Bighorn Sheep Work Group meeting in May of 2016. Your staff thought this idea could potentially work and did a great job collaborating with everyone involved to be able to offer this new opportunity to South Dakota residents. On January 31st, 2019, when this ram is officially scored, it is going to be an incredible news story that's going to go across North America once again to put us on the map. There also continues to be some exciting projects just around the corner, and I'll let your staff discuss those with you. It's fun stuff coming down the pipeline still. In closing, the Midwest Wild Sheep Foundation has applied to auction off your Bighorn Sheep tag for 2019. Their banquet is March 15th and 16th in Minneapolis, which they always do a great job of promoting the tag to raise funds for our South Dakota Bighorn Sheep. These exciting projects could not have happened without the auction tag funds, which 100% of the sale price from the tag comes directly back to South Dakota Game Fish and Parks and can only be used for Bighorn Sheep, which in turn helps all the wildlife on these projects that are going on. It's not only Bighorn Sheep. Take, for example, the water project on Elk Mountain, $450,000 water project over 4 years, eight different people involved, conservation groups, permittees, that helped the cattlemen and women up on top of that mountain of water that was not ever there, the elk, the deer, and can continue on. I would like to encourage that you guys allow the Midwest Wild Sheep Foundation to auction off the tag for 2019. In the first six years that we've had this auction tag, just short of $500,000 has been raised for our Bighorn Sheep. And on top of that, the Midwest Wild Sheep Foundation has sent their own money. They have raised $125,000 back to South Dakota. To add to your resident, non-resident discussion, out of your six auction tags you have sold, two of those have been bought by residents of South Dakota. Want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas to you and your families. And as always, thank you for your time and all you do for us here in South Dakota.
Thank you, Rip.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to talk on Bighorn Sheep? If not, we'll go to Missouri River Waterfowl Refuges, and our first speaker is Nick Falk, and we're going to turn this clock on now, you'll be able to tell when you get to red, you're supposed to quit.
Sounds good. Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, my name is Nick Falk, and I'm here today to pass on a request made at the Missouri River Waterfowl Refuge meeting Tuesday night by my father, Alex Falk. He requested then that the GFMP form a study group to review and evaluate why waterfowl hunting on the Missouri River in South Dakota has declined over the past 20 years. This study group should then determine what could and should have been done to revive waterfowl hunting on the Missouri River. This study group should include multiple parties, including sportsmen, waterfowl hunters, conservationist landowners, fee waterfowl hunting guides and operations, the Game Fish and Parks, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Ducks Unlimited, and Delta Waterfowl. States such as Nebraska and Kansas have experienced a substantial increase in waterfowl hunting over the past few years. This indicates waterfowl are overflying South Dakota during prime waterfowl seasons. To date, the Game Fish and Parks has identified the holding of waterfowl populations in North Dakota until freeze over as the reason for delayed migration. A comprehensive review of the opportunities to revive waterfowl hunting on South Dakota's Missouri River Flyway must occur. When fall migration waterfowl numbers increase in South Dakota, there will be more waterfowl hunting opportunities, and that in and of itself will increase waterfowl hunting numbers. There was overwhelming support voiced by attendees at Tuesday night's meeting to continue take line waterfowl refuges. And to provide further safety to migratory waterfowl on these waterfowl refuges by establishing no hunting zones. Resting waterfowl are unable to recognize the difference between a waterfowl hunter, a big game hunter, or even an upland hunter. Migratory waterfowl need a place to rest unmolested. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Joshua Lieberman. No comment. How about Jedry Bauman then?
Can I hand these out for your record or no? Are you taking? So you have a copy. Chairman and Commissioners, thank you for your time. I'm here to address Agenda Item 13, the Missouri River Refuge Review Update. That'll be talked about here shortly. My recommendations and concerns are regarding the item number 13 of the agenda. All the parties involved here, between hunters, sportsmen, game fish and parks, and general public, have a common goal of sustaining and enhancing the wildlife of our state and to continue our great hunting heritage and tradition. The forum GFMP held this week in Fort Pierre 2 days ago in regards to the criteria to be adopted in the evaluation of the current refuge system was only developed by GFMP personnel, with no input from public or the hunting community, except for the one scheduled meeting held two days ago. The community was given short notice, and the GFP only gave themselves 2 days after the public comment meeting to evaluate and make any recommendations to this commission. And along with that, recommend a timeline of March to accomplish a task of evaluating all 21 refuges on the Missouri River system. Until the GFMP, hunters, public can fully vet the refuge system with accurate data, surveys, and working with other counterparts in adjoining states to determine what is actually happening in the declining numbers of hunters and waterfowl, I recommend that no action be taken on item 13 until such data and information can be gathered and the correct actions can be taken by all parties. We have not done an evaluation on the refuge system in South Dakota for 33 years. We owe it to ourselves and future generations to implement, research, study, and take the time to do this correctly and get it done right. The last time a review was completed on the Missouri River system was in 1985. And the summary of the group at that time of having these refuges in place was to sustain the wildlife. In the early 1900s, the entire Missouri River was a refuge. Now we have 11%. left. The GFMP's meeting on Tuesday night, the first bullet point was creating more access and hunter opportunities. If done correctly, the refuges can be one of the tools to accomplish this task. I thank you for your time, and I look forward to your response. Submitted by Jed Bauman, South Dakota resident hunter. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Larry Steffen.
Commissioners, I represent the South Dakota Migratory Waterfowl Association. We have about 2,000 members, and we were real instrumental in a lot of the refuges and changes in over the past. You know, a lot of our membership is feeling like, you know, we're getting snowballed here. And it just, the way that, you know, like, very short notice, like, you know, a lot of the people have said a lot of the stuff that we are thinking, the way it came in there, and from the response that people at the meeting the other night, they're all saying the same thing. We want to improve numbers, and we want to make sure it's done correctly. And we saw no proposals. All we saw is a bunch of graphs and charts and stuff that can be manipulated anyway, whoever puts the survey together. So what we're asking, pretty much what everybody else is asking here, is let's do a proper study. Not just one focus group or several organizations. Let's get everybody involved in this. And then let's break it up into sections of the river. Because I don't know what's going on down in Yankton where all the refugees are. I'm sure there's people that do. But from probably Sutton Bay to the Missouri Dam or the Hawaii Dam, I do know what's going on. I've probably spent more time watching waterfowl and studying it than in that area than probably anybody in this room. So we would like to have more input from more groups to see what we can do to get our waterfowl numbers back. And that's pretty basically it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else want to speak on the refuge issue? Looks like nobody does, so open forum is done, right?